Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. And today, as the girl reporter Lois Lane stands trial for her very life, Clark Kent and his friends seek desperately for some means of proving her innocence. Lois Lane is on trial for her life, charged with having shot a federal agent. As we know, the real murderess is a girl named Dixie Lamar, who bears a striking resemblance to Lois. Taking advantage of this, Dr. Bly, the cunning leader of Dixie's gang, trapped Lois at an amusement park, planted the murder weapon and other damaging evidence in her apartment, and then he partially drugged Lois and dressed her in Dixie's clothes, and saw to it that she fell into the hands of the police. While witness after witness identified Lois as Dixie Lamar at the trial, Clark Kent sat strangely aloof, seemingly not altogether convinced of the girl reporter's innocence. But suddenly, when Lois testified as to why she had gone to the amusement park, Kent leaped to his feet and rushed from the courtroom, telling Perry White and Jimmy Olsen to follow him. As we continue now, in the corridor outside the courtroom, White is demanding an explanation.
What's the idea of dragging us out here, Kent?
Yeah, Miss Lane is on the witness stand.
I know, Jim, but this is a matter of Lois's life. When she explained why she went to Playland, I realized that she's innocent.
Huh?
Oh, you did?
Yes. I'd only been sure of it before.
But just a minute,
Olsen. Kent, are you out of your mind?
Not at all, Chief. You see,
I see, all right. Because Lois made a couple of wisecracks before she went to the amusement park that night, you, who haven't any more sense of humor than a cigar store Indian, decided she was a gangster.
No, it isn't.
Oh, come on, Olsen. Come on, let's go back to the trial.
No, wait, Chief.
No, wait for what? Lois is being persecuted in there. Oh, I don't know what I can do, but maybe I can think of something.
Well, you better think of something fast, Mr. White. It looks awful bad for Miss Lane.
I've thought of something.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Miss Lane has killed the...
What'd you close the door for, Kent? Now step away. I want to go into the courtroom.
You've got to listen to me, Chief.
But the prosecuting attorney's addressing the jury.
Will you get away from that door, Kent?
Not until you've listened to me. There's only one way to save Lois.
Oh, sure, sure. Convince the jury that the judge and prosecuting attorney are both empty-headed goofs. And I'll do it. I'll hire a new lawyer. I'll hire a whole battery of new lawyers.
This won't help, and you know it. It's too late. The case will go to the jury any minute now. Our only hope of saving Lois's life is to produce the real murderess. Lois Lane's double.
Huh?
Her what? Her double. It's obvious that the real murderess, Dixie Lamar, must be a double for Lois in face and figure.
Why, her double? Why...
Good Godfrey. Well, you must be right, Kent. Dixie Lamar must be a ringer for Lois. All those witnesses who swore they'd seen Lois shoot the federal agent actually saw Dixie.
It was Dixie and her gang who kidnapped Lois, then drugged her and dressed her in the same clothes Dixie wore on the night of the murder.
And planted the gun and the key to Dixie's safe deposit box in Miss Lane's apartment.
Correct, Jim. Now...
Kent. What... You've really got a hit on you. Now, come on. We'll go in there and tell them the truth.
No, wait, Chief. Come here.
Chief. As a reporter for the...
Let go my arm, Kent.
Come back here, will you?
Safety deposit box registered in the name of Dixie Lamar.
Kent, what's the matter with you, Kent? I've got to tell them.
Can you tell them?
The truth, of course. Let me in there.
They won't believe you, Chief. You know that. We've got to prove it.
Yes, yes, of course. Oh, what's the matter with me? This thing has got me so unset. I mean, unnerved. Never mind. Kent, we've got to find Dixie Lamar at once.
I've got an idea. Jim, go into the courtroom and get Robin out here. He's sitting at the rear on the aisle.
Robin?
Dick Grayson.
Well, what'd you call him Robin for?
Did I? Slip of the tongue. He's always talking about Batman, you know, and I suppose I just sort of naturally called him Robin. Hurry now, will you, Jim?
Okay.
Miss Lane says a man named Hemingway lured her to Playland Amusement Park, where he ever...
Listen to that big mouth. What do you want young Grayson for, Kent?
I want him to get in touch with Batman. Batman stands in strong with the police department. Henderson will give him access to his files.
But how can Grayson find Batman? Wait a minute. The prosecuting attorney told the jury Dixie Lamar had never been caught before when he was trying to show them how clever Lois was. So there won't be a criminal file on her.
But there may be a file under another name.
What?
It's my hunch that Dixie Lamar is a phony name, Chief.
Does sound phony at that. You mean...
We know that Dixie Lamar looks like Lois. So if we go through the files and find a girl with another name who resembles Lois...
We'll have Dixie.
Right.
Kent, your mind is starting to tick now.
If only I'm right.
But the defense has been unable to produce this fictitious Mr. Hemingway.
Here's Dick, Mr. Kent.
And why? Because there is no such person, ladies and gentlemen.
Gee, it looks awful bad for our side. The prosecuting attorney is tearing Miss Lane's story to pieces.
No.
Look, Dick, I want you to contact Batman at once. I think he can help us.
Okay, Mr. Kent. Well, how is Dick going to find Batman?
Huh?
That's what I was going to say, Mr. Kent.
That's right.
How do you expect me to contact Batman?
Well, you see, when I talked to him yesterday, Dick, he was still at Playland trying to pick up a clue to Hemingway. He's probably still there.
Playland closed last night for the season.
So what? Batman is probably still looking around there.
Well, sure, he probably is. I'll try to find him, Mr. Kent.
Good. Have him call me at the Daily Planet, Dick.
Okay.
But what do you want Batman for?
Chief, you and I'll shoot back to the office and see if we can dig up Dixie in our clipping morgue.
In our clipping morgue?
Right.
I'll tell Lois's lawyer to try to stall the proceedings as long as he can.
Oh, Jim can do that. You run out and find a taxi, Chief. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
What's going on, Mr. Kent?
No time to answer questions, Jim. Just listen and get this. Tell Lois's lawyer that we're on the trail of something and to keep the case from going to the jury just as long as he can. You got that?
Well, sure,
but... Don't interrupt now. Every second counts. You stay here at the trial, but slip out every 15 minutes or so and phone me at the Planet. Right?
I'll check. But I wish you'd tell me what...
Later. Get back to the courtroom now and see Lois's lawyer.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed.
Rushing from the courthouse as the prosecuting attorney concludes his final summation to the jury with a demand that Lois be found guilty, Kent and Perry White leap into a taxi and speed to the Daily Planet. There, White assigns almost his entire staff to search through the back files of the paper, seeking the picture of a girl who resembles Lois Lane. While in an anteroom, the gray-haired editor and Kent likewise leap through old copies of the Planet.
No luck yet, Kent. I'm getting dizzy.
Well, keep going, Chief. This is our only chance.
No, I know. No, Kent, when I think of poor Lois, the finest girl I've ever known, being persecuted for a crime she didn't commit,
I know, Chief. But they haven't convicted her yet, and, well, while there's life, there's hope.
I can't stand it, I tell you. What's the matter with Olson? Why doesn't he keep us posted?
Well, he called just a few minutes ago. He said Lois's lawyer had made a strong appeal for a delay, saying he'd heard about some possible new evidence, but the judge refused.
Oh, Lord. Well, what about Batman? Why don't we hear from him?
He's at police headquarters now, going through the files. Said he'd call the moment he found anything. If he finds anything.
If? I tell you, I can't stand this uncertainty, Kent. My heart will give out and I will... Oh, the phone. Maybe that's Olson. Oh, or Batman.
I've got it. Hello? Oh, yes, Jim.
What? Jim, what's he say?
Wait a minute. Please, Chief, I can't hear. Go on, Jim. Yes? Yes? Oh, yes.
What, Kent?
All right, call us as soon as he's finished. Right.
Well?
That's a good, Chief. The judge ordered Lois's attorney to quit stalling and deliver his final speech to the jury.
Uh-oh. And we're done for. And as soon as the prosecution finishes, the jury goes, okay, no, we're no closer to Dixie Lamar than we were an hour ago.
We're not licked yet. Come on, Chief. Go through these papers with me. The real Dixie Lamar, or whatever her name is alive. And we've got to find her.
Frantically, Clark, Kent, and Perry White turn over page after page, searching for a picture of the murderess who resembles Lois Lane as the precious moments rush away as if on wings. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a word from our announcer.
Gang, I know a lot of you have 10 or 15 or even 20 of those insignia and warplane buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pet. But I wonder how many of you have all 22 of the second series, the 8 Army Air Squadron insignia, 7 Navy insignia, 3 Marine insignia, and 4 warplanes. Well, I hope you're well on your way to collecting the whole second series because, and say, here's a little tip. I won't be telling you about these insignia and warplane buttons much longer. And these buttons really are worth collecting. They're made of real, long-lasting metal, enameled in clear white, with the insignia reproduced in brilliant colors. They've got handy pins on the back, too, so that you can wear them on your shirt or your jacket or cap. And here's another reason. You'll want all 22 buttons, so that you can learn to identify the different insignia and know what they stand for. Take Marine Fighter Squadron 244, for example. You'll get a great big kick out of that insignia. It's a tiger dressed up like a real tough guy, cap pulled down over one eye, blue sweat jersey, and bright red boxing gloves. Boy, it's a honey. And the best part is, you don't send in any money for these exciting buttons. You just make sure Mother gets a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside each package, you'll find a smart-looking insignia or warplane button. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Clark Kent, Perry White, almost the entire Daily Planet staff and Batman search frantically for a clue to the murderess for whose crime Lois Lane is now on trial, the sensational case is drawing to a close. In the tense, crowded courtroom, Jimmy Olsen sits, knotting his hands in agony, his frightened gaze shifting from the white-faced Lois at her counsel's table to the black-robed judge on the bench, who is solemnly instructing the 12 men and women in the jury box.
You have heard the evidence. It is for you now to consider and weigh that evidence carefully.
Oh, gosh, I can't stand
it. You must decide beyond a reasonable doubt whether the defendant, Lois Lane, did truly masquerade as one Dixie Lamar, and in that identity did shoot to death John Stone federally.
She didn't.
Or whether the defendant told the truth when she testified that a web of circumstantial evidence had been woven about her by persons unknown.
Oh, of course she told the truth. She was framed.
I have interpreted the evidence to the best of my ability. You will remember that the life of a human being is in your hands, and you will weigh all admissible evidence to the best of your ability and in the light of your conscience. The jury will now retire.
There they go. And when they come back.
Yes, Jim, when the jury returns, they will bring with them life or death for Lois Lane. Which will it be? Apparently, our friends have failed in their last-minute attempt to find the real murderess. And so now, Lois's fate rests with 12 strange men and women, a jury of her peers. Tomorrow, the jury brings in its startling verdict. So don't fail to be with us, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.